The Alter Rebbe in Perek Lamed Aleph, which we are still in, the Alter Rebbe is speaking that even though you knocked yourself and you're no good and you're worthless and all that stuff, don't worry about getting the depression. First of all, you're not going to get depressed. It brings you to Simcha. And because he says like this, you have to come to the realization that, yeah, what's no good of you, that's the body, Nefesh HaBamis. But you have within you a neshama, and this neshama is still connected to Hashem. And Hashem dumped it into the body. Why? Because when the child of the king, the prince, leaves prison and goes back home, you can imagine the simcha that the father has. And he says, the person needs to understand that this leaving of the neshama from the body, meaning overcoming the body, is the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is the last thing we're learning. The Alter Rebbe asked the question, the Pasuk says, Ki barach ha'om, they ran away from Egypt. The question is, Pari was ready to send them out. Why did they have to run out of Egypt? So the Alter Rebbe explains, because the Jews were still connected to evil. And if you're connected to evil, you can't just gradually go out of Mitzrayim. Like when Mashiach comes, there'll be such a great revelation of Kedusha. Evil will cease to exist. So then, like we said, if you're addicted, you gotta run away from the thing. If you're not addicted, you don't have to run away from it. Right? You could just go. So he says like this. So a person has to think to himself, V'lama asa Hashem kazais. Okay, again, 7 lines to the bottom of 145 at the bottom. V'lama asa Hashem kazais. Why did Hashem do it? Just think, he says. Why did Hashem do this? L'heirid chelik me'eri yizbarech. To take down a part of himself, which is mamale kol almin, permeating the world, v'seva kol almin, and encompassing the world, v'kula kamei kol echoshev, and everything compared to Hashem is nothing. And where did he put it? V'lbisha b'mishcha d'chivya. He put it into the serpent's skin, the snake skin. V'tipa srucha, and this putrid drop. Alter Rebbe says, the person needs to think to himself, why in the world? Just think, he says, think to yourself. Why did Hashem take this chelak alaka mimal, this part of God, which when you have a part of it, you have all of it. Why in the world did God put it into such a low, creepy thing? And he says, ain't that there's only one reason for it. Ki im yiridazu, because this descent is tzerech aliyah for the sake of elevation, lahalis l'Hashem, to elevate Hashem, not only the neshama. The neshama is a part of God. The neshama doesn't come down for the neshama itself to be elevated. What's the purpose? To elevate Hashem, kol nefesh achiyunis habamis, all the entire nefesh habamis, shem klipas nega, which is klipa, because that's elevatable. Shalshkim satreis, the total evil we cannot elevate. V'chol uvushel, and all the garments of the nefesh habamis, which is machshava dibur amayis shloi, the thought, speech, and action of evil. How? Aide yistavshusim, by them dressing themselves in, b'maisa dibur machshava zateira, into action, speech, and thoughts of Torah. In other words, it says like this. Everything Hashem does, obviously, it's not like us, we do it because we're bored. Everything Hashem does is for a reason. The reason why Hashem took such a holy thing and dumped it into this very low thing is because Hashem wants the neshama to elevate this low thing, the body and the nefesh habamis, and the thought, speech, and action. Halozu barichat, like he explains later in Tanya, how this is the ultimate purpose of creation. He says, so what's the purpose of creation? To elevate the animal soul. When I do that, I accomplish much more than the neshama was able to accomplish before it came into the body. In other words, Chassidus explained, we learned many times, you don't knock down a building to put up the same exact building. So what are you knocking it down for? You're putting up the same building. Obviously, anytime you destroy something, or to use even a better mushroom, which is more apropos here, in order to make money in business, you need to invest money. Now, investing money, by definition, means I'm losing money. If I put money, invest $100 in a business, I'm basically losing $100. But the purpose of the investing $100 is to make $300. Right? So what is the purpose of the Yerida? Like the Gemara has an expression, if you buy it for a dollar and you sell it for a dollar, you call the businessman?
No.
Obviously, no, the Gemara has an expression. You buy it for a dollar, or a shekel, whatever it is. You buy it for a dollar, sell it, you call the businessman. You lose money, you buy something, you spend money, you lose it, to make it even better. So therefore, the person saying to himself, one minute, Hashem lowered this neshama. In Gan Eden, the neshama can't do anything. There's no mitzvahs up there. Neshama comes down, it's descending, it's losing, it's investing, it's, you know, whatever it is. For what purpose? To elevate the body and the nefesh abamis. And by the way, through this, the neshama, because it fulfilled its mission, elevates itself even to a place greater in Gan Eden than it was before. Infinitely greater than it was before. But the purpose of it, he says, and this is, therefore this should be my goal. My focus should be in the purpose of my creation. He says like this. V'imkein eifei zeis esa, and therefore this is what the only thing for me to do. V'zeis tia megamasi, this should be my whole goal and aim. Koyim echeldi, my whole life. L'chol behen chayiruchi v'nafshi, for everything of my nefesh, ruach, and neshama, everything. K'mei shekasa, like the pasuk says, Elecha to you, Hashem, nafshi esu, I elevate my soul. Meaning, L'kashim machshavtai v'diburei, to bind my thought, my speech, b'machshavtai v'diburei yisbarich, into the thought and speech of Hashem. Ve'en hein gufi halachas, that's all the laws of the halachas, haruchas lefaneinu, which are set before us, meaning learning about halacha, talking halacha, teira halacha, and also the maisa of maisa mitzvahs, of the action of the mitzvahs. And therefore, Torah is called meshivas nefesh, returning, or literally restoring of the soul. Why is learning Torah called restoring the soul? Because it gives the neshama back to its mekayda v'sharsha, back to its origin and source in a much higher level. Like it says, Pikudei Hashem yisharim, mesamchalev, the mitzvahs of Hashem are right, proper, and they make you happy. See, it says like this. A person needs to realize, maybe I have a nefesh habamis, maybe I have a yetzahara, maybe I have a low body. But you know what? I have the ability to transform them to the essence of God. And like we learned, making $1 million, or even $1 billion, is only 1 million times 1 and 1 billion times 1. It's still limited. It's a lot of limitation. It's a lot, but it's still limited. It's only 1 million times 1, 1 billion times 1. When a person transforms through the neshama, the gosh, the body and the soul, and the nefesh abamis and the thought, speech and action, they connect themselves to the essence of God, not to the revelations of godliness. Mitzvah means you bind yourself to the essence of Hashem, meaning you're binding yourself to the essence of God, which is an infinite, infinite accomplishment. And therefore the person says, yes, I have low thing, but look what I could do. I could transform all of that to Kedusha, and reach a level that even the souls in Gan Eden cannot even come close to. So therefore it says, this what's caused the person to have simcha. And before we start Perek Lamed Beis, which the Alter Rebbe talks about, obviously, but the Alter Rebbe is explaining the function of the neshama over the body. In other words, my body is no good, but my neshama is great. And therefore, rather than focusing on the low thing, or as we say in Chassidus, on the negativity, I should better focus on the positive. There's two ways of dealing with issues. It's in the medical world, by the way. It's in the psychological world. It's in every aspect of creation, in the marriage world, and everything. Every person has good and bad, in case you didn't know. Thanks to Adam and Eve. Every person has good and bad. Yeah. The question is, do you focus on the negativity or do you focus on the good? Many non-Jewish therapists, including Freud, said, if you dig deep in the person, you will find mud. In other words, their theory, because they don't know this, was a person essentially is bad, because by them, what's the person? The body and the nefesh habamis, the animal soul. That's essentially bad. Person happens to do good. Torah comes along and says just the opposite. The person is essentially good, Rambam says. Every Jew wants to be perfect. He also has a body, nefesh habamis, but that's not the person. The primary person is the good. When you focus on good, negativity falls away by itself. If you harp on negativity, all you have is ultimate negativity. You strengthen the negativity. In other words, even in, let's say, in marriage, yeah? There's an issue in the marriage. So you can harp on the negativity, on the problem, and all you're doing is dealing with dirt. So when you fight dirt, as we know, you get dirty. Dr. Rebbe calls the Lashon, ha-mesavikim menuvel. When you fight somebody dirty, you get dirty. Bottom line, you fight dirt, you get dirt. But there's another way of doing it. And that is focusing on the positive that there is in the person. Focusing on the positive in the relationship. And when you focus and accentuate the positive, you strengthen the positive, then the negativity is not there anymore. In other words, you find this, it's very interesting. When people are friends, yeah, they don't see any faults in each other. All of a sudden they get into a fight, they're full of faults. Okay? I'll give you an example. Husband and wife, they're married, everything's good, everything's fine. All of a sudden again, they're going down. So all of a sudden her cooking is no good. He doesn't like the way she dresses. She doesn't like the way he talks. She doesn't like the way he walks. You know what? They didn't change the recipes before and after. They didn't change the walking before and after. They didn't change anything before and after. What's the difference? When you wear black glasses, everything is black. And when you wear clear glasses, everything is clear. The difference is, this is the simcha that a Jew could come to. Even though the person in Lamed Aleph, you have to bust it, the thick, it's too thick, the fire is not going to catch on, you got to bust it and break it, and Dal Rebbe does pretty much, gives you exact how bad you really are. Like we learned in Lamed Aleph, how bad you really are. He says, but that shouldn't get you depressed. Because you're saying, yeah, but that's not me. That's my body and nefesh habamis. Who am I? I'm a neshama. I'm a part of God. And if there's nothing too difficult for God to do, there's nothing too difficult for my neshama to do. Because think about it, if my neshama is a part of God, is there anything too difficult for God? No. So for my neshama, there's nothing too difficult. The only problem is, I need to reveal that neshama within me, this infinite power of the neshama that I have within me, and then everything is good. When a person's depressed, it's because nothing's good. So nothing's good, so everything you look at is no good. But that's only from the body's perspective. He said, when a person realizes, yes, I'm really no good. But that's not me. That's my body. Me, my part of Hashem, is a part of Hashem. And on the contrary, Hashem sent me down into this world to be able to elevate the body in the Shabbamis. And it's a pity on my soul, as Alter Rebbe said before, that I have to come down into such a low level. But then you realize, 1 minute, what's the reason for that? Why did Hashem do it? Lamas Hashem kocha. He said, because you can elevate it. And you could elevate it, because nothing's too difficult for God. And you're a part of God, so you could do it. So, in Lamed, and that's why it is through Lamed Beis, so through this, then we come to Avos Yisrael. So in Lamed Aleph, Alter Rebbe is focusing on the neshama versus the body. Right? The body is the negativity, this is focusing on the neshama. So he says like this. Paraklamed Beis, as we know, the Rebbe said many, many times, that Dalt Rebbe wrote this about Avis Yisroel in Perek Lamed Beis, because this is the lev, this is the whole heart of the entire Tanya, which is the Chumash, the Chterish of Ksav of Chassidus, is the mitzvah of Avis Yisroel. Okay, so he says like this, Vine, Aidei Kiyim Advarim Anal, by fulfilling what he says before, Liyez Gufay Nivza V'Nimiz Be'enav, that his body taka should be despicable, and it's coarse, and it's no good, and it's low, and everything. Rak Simchasei Tia Simchas HaNefesh Levada, but the only simcha that the person has is the simcha of the nefesh, right? The neshamah, which is the main thing. He says like this, Harezu derech yishore v'kala, this is the sure way and the direct way and the easy way. Love elidekiyim mitzvahs v'ahavtu reyacha kameicha, how to come to the mitzvah, v'ahavtu reyacha kameicha l'chol nefesh miYisrael, to love every single Jew, migodol v'akotin, from the biggest to the smallest. In other words, there's a famous question that the Maggid asks, not only about this mitzvah of v'ahavtas Hashem alakecha and the mitzvah of v'ahavtu reyacha kameicha. The Maggid asks a very simple question. It's a really fundamental question. I can command you an action. I can command you to think. I command you to do, to talk, and I can command you to do. And I could say something. I could say, don't say something. You could close your mouth and you don't say it. How could I command you on a feeling? Let's say you hate, I don't know why this is the classic example always given. Let's say you hate broccoli. That was the example when we were growing up. Everybody's eat, like the marshal, you hate broccoli. Okay. I could command you eat it. Even though you hate it, you can eat it. If you love it and it's trafe, I could tell you don't eat it. That I could do. Yeah. But how could I command you to love it? Or is it an on button? I can't, a feeling, either I have it or I don't have it. So the Maggid asks the question both on the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'ahavta, in Shema, yeah? V'ahavta, Hashem alakecha, there's a mitzvah to love God with all your soul, with all your might, right? All your heart, all your soul, all your might. But there's a mitzvah, v'ahavta reyacha kameicha. Yeah? Let me, the Maggid says like this. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. God was very cruel to the person. He killed out his whole family in the Holocaust. Okay? He made him, who knows what, terrible things. And the Torah says, v'ahavta, Hashem alakecha. I have to love him? Okay, you can tell me put on tefillin anyway. I hate it, I hate him, but I could do it anyway. But a feeling, how in the world can you command me to love you if I hate your guts? And I could say, yeah, I love you, which is American bluff. You know, they kiss on both sides and they stab you in the back with a knife at the while they're kissing you simultaneously. How can I command you to love? There's no button. I can command you do. So the Maggid answers, there's no mitzvah to love. That's not the mitzvah. But because God created the world, you know, the person, in a way that intellect reveals feelings, seichel gives birth to midas, intellect gives birth to feelings, it reveals feelings. The mitzvah is, Maggid Moshe about Shema Yisrael, he says, the mitzvah is not v'yohavta. The mitzvah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Meditate into the concept of God is one, God or God, the God Hashem is one, that everything in the universe is all nothing compared to Hashem. He said v'yohavta, then you will love God. He doesn't say the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to love God. The mitzvah is to do those things that will bring you to love. Then if you meditate how great God is and how we understand nothing of him and everything he does is good, then the pasuk continues, v'ahavta, then you, v'ahavta means also you will love in Hebrew. It means you should love. It also means you will love. Okay? And Alter Rebbe says the same thing like this. How can I come to love you? I am me. You are you. You know what? Tell you a little secret. I love me more than I love you. But the pasuk says, "After echo kameicha," you have to love you and somebody else like yourself. Now, when you get in my way, I'm not going to like you. And yet the Torah says you got to like him, not like love him. How could that be? So the Alter Rebbe says by meditating, by thinking and understanding what we said before, this is this close, direct, proper way to come to the midst of loving another Jew. If you realize what we learned before, it's very easy to come to love another Jew. And if you don't love another Jew, it's only because you didn't meditate what you're supposed to think about. He says, what is this? Because like you said before, what's despicable by the person? His body. You realize how no good the body is. And yet the neshama of the person, can anybody understand the greatness and how excellent they are? In the source and the origin of the living God? Can anybody evaluate the possibility of a neshama? Bishagam especially, shakula masimis, we're all of a kind, we of course coincide with each other, va'av echad l'kulanu, we have one father. In other words, like this, let me explain this outside before we see it inside. What separates me from you is my body, our bodies. My body is not your body, my body is not your body is not my body. The difference between me and you is the body and the animal soul and the Yetzer Hara. But if you focus that the neshama is primary, my neshama and your neshama and her neshama and his neshama and their neshama is all one big neshama. So you and I, neshama-wise, are really one. So, v'ahavta lecha kamecha takes a different interpretation. It doesn't mean anymore love your neighbor as yourself. V'ahavta lecha kamecha, the Alter Rebbe is saying, kamecha is because he is yourself. V'ahavta l'reacha, you know why you have to love your friend? Kamecha, because he's you. I, he's not you, you're you and I'm me. He said, what separates me and you is the body. The neshama is the same neshama. So therefore, if you focus, like he said before, on the neshama's greatness versus the lowness of the body, so why am I focusing on your body and my body? We have to be focusing on my neshama and your neshama, and that's the same neshama. So of course I can love you because it's me. You, your neshama, my neshama is one big neshama. He says, we have one father. Therefore, all the Jews are called brothers. Because we all come from the same father. We are all part of the same Shem. What separates us? The bodies. Okay. A person who makes the body primary. V'nafshon tefillah and the soul secondary, he says, "E'ef shelius ava va'achva mitis b'neihem." There's no way we can have a real love because I am me and you are you. We can only have a tuluyas b'davar levada, only things dependent on something. In other words, if you're nice to me, I'll like you. It's not because I like you. It's because you're doing nice things to me. When you stop doing the nice things to me, I'm not going to know you anymore. So the Alter Rebbe says, and this is a phenomenal concept, by the way, what separates one Jew from the next is the body. And therefore, if your body in your life is primary, it's impossible, the Alter Rebbe says, efshar. You cannot come to really loving, for real, another Jew, meaning unconditional. Why are parents and children unconditional love? Because they're extensions of each other. Even husbands and wives are not unconditional love. Because they're two different people becoming one. Yeah, the neshama, you know, two halves, one neshama, but the bodies are different. So, the neshama of a husband and wife is taka one. But see, by a child, the body is an extension of the parent. The truth is, the neshama of husband and wife is actually the same neshama half here and half there. So again, if you realize the neshama aspect of husband and wife, then you will come to a real good marriage. If you don't come to that, then you won't. Because my body, the husband's body, and the wife's body is not the same body. It's two different bodies. By the way, in the Tzemach Tzedek, that's not for today, but the Tzemach Tzedek explains even a deeper level of Avos Yisrael than what Alter Rebbe is saying. Here the Alter Rebbe is saying, your body, my body, granted are different bodies, but the neshama is primary, and my neshama, your neshama is the same neshama. Therefore, as long as my neshama is primary, I can come to love another Jew. Once my body becomes primary, it's impossible to love another Jew. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. Why? We'll discuss it later. That's why, Lamashu, by a Rebbe had real Avos Yisrael. Because when he saw another Jew, he saw Neshama. If you think about it, there are people that weren't by the Rebbe for years. Years. You see them by dollars, you hear Yechidus, and there were people who weren't by the Rebbe for 30, 40 years. 50 years. People change physically. And yet, as soon as they came to the Rebbe recognized who they were. Physically, they were completely different. And the people were shocked. How did he know me? What a good memory. It's not memory. By the Rebbe, it's the neshama. Your neshama didn't change. The Rebbe saw your neshama. The Rebbe didn't see your body. He saw your physical body, he didn't bang into you. But when he looked at the person, what did he see? He saw the neshama. Then you shaykh to have real Avos Yisrael, because by the Rebbe, his neshama was primary, not the body. So every person on their level, we're not a Rebbe, obviously, but every person, the more focused they are on the neshama, the more focused they can be on loving another person. The less focused you are on the neshama, the more focused you are on the body, there's no way in the world you can come to love somebody. It just can't happen. And that's where the level of bittul comes in. In order to love another Jew, you need to have bittul. Nullification. That you nullify, you don't feel yourself to be somebody great. Because then, I'm not focusing on myself, I'm focusing on everybody else. Selfish people cannot love anybody because they're into themselves. If they're into themselves, how can I love you if you are getting in my way? Because your existence, any way you want to look at it, takes away from my existence. God forbid a person dies, there's one less person in my way. You know what I mean? But, so that's where, okay.